So we're doing Jewish history, and we're up to the year 2171. So Esav saw that Yaakov ran away after Yaakov stole the blessings, and he was upset. And he was upset at his parents too. So what does he do? He goes and says, okay, they sent him off to find a wife. I'm going to go take a wife. And he goes to the land of Seir, and he sees a woman from the sons of Chet. Her name was Bosmas Bas Elon Achiti. And even though he was already married, he took a second wife. And he switched her name. He switched her name from Bosmas to Oda. Now, Oda in Aramaic means loss. And he meant to say, I lost my blessings. So he went and got this Bosmas. Now, changing a name is also a sign of ownership, but okay. So he lived in Seir for 6 months, and he wouldn't go see his parents. He was very upset at that. After what they did to him, they gave his blessings to Yaakov. And then he went with his wives to Hebron, and he rejoined his parents. But his wives really got his parents upset, because they'd worship the idols they were accustomed to worshiping from their parents' house. They'd bring their idols of wood and stones, and they did even worse. They started offering incense to the forces called Baal. And then Adah had a child. Esav had a baby from Adah, and Esav named the child Eliphaz. Now, Esav was 65 years old when he had his son Eliphaz. Others want to say he was 63 when he had Eliphaz. That's a discussion here. Yishmael passes away. Yaakov and Esav are both 65 years old. Remember, they're twins. So if Esav is 65, Yaakov is 65. And Yitzchak, his brother, Yishmael's half-brother, came to eulogize him. And Yitzchak mourned the passing of Yishmael. And 14 years have passed that Yaakov is learning in the house of Aver, and he comes home for a visit. He comes back to Hebron. And he comes back to Beersheba. He wishes his parents well and goes off to Haran to look for a wife. So he spent 14 years in yeshiva, and then he comes home, kisses his mother and father farewell, and goes off to Haran. Esav remembers what Yaakov did and wants to kill him. So Rivka warns Yaakov, you can't stick around too long, go. But when you go, be careful to remember the mitzvos. And remember not to take a wife from the Canaanite girls. And they gave him silver and gold and many gifts, and they sent him off. And we'll continue here. Bezrat Hashem next time.